Today is Monday, May 19th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is, what is it? National Roadie Day. It's also, that's an ad. It's National May Ray Day. And finally, National Devil's Food Cake Day. And that devil's food cake looks so good in that photo. I think it would be too rich. I think I would have one bite of that cake, and then I wouldn't be able to have any more. Just one little bite of that cake. I like cake, but I want it to be light and airy. I really like a tres, and this is kind of counterintuitive, but I also like a tres leches cake. But it's not, it's very soft, and it just kind of dissolves when you chew, right? And somehow that makes it seem light to me. But I don't want a heavy, dense cake. Oh my gosh, you guys. My nose is stopped up. And my throat feels fine, but I just have, you know, drainage or whatever. I mean, I don't want to go into detail but you know, as you guys know, I'm under the weather. As we say. Why do we say that? I don't even know. But I'm under the weather. You know, it would be perfect. I bet she can't hear me. But let's just ask ChatGPT where the term under the weather comes from. Hey, where does the term under the weather come from?
The phrase under the weather actually comes from maritime traditions. When sailors felt seasick or unwell, they would go below deck to get away from the harsh weather conditions on deck, literally going under the weather. Over time, the phrase evolved to mean feeling ill or not at your best in general. Pretty neat, huh?
Ooh, I have the shivers because... thank you, ChatGPT. One of these days I'm going to give you a name. When I settle on a voice, then I will pick a name because I feel like the name and the voice have to go together. You guys, I have an update on the spider. So if you will recall, I believe in Saturday's episode, I was talking about this spider that was like wandering around on the ceiling. And distracting me. I'm pretty sure I talked about it on one of the episodes, but if I didn't, there was a spider. And I went to like swat it with a piece of paper. I wasn't even gonna swat it. I was gonna try to like scoop it up in the piece of paper or whatever. And it jumped, scared the bejesus out of me. And then I thought it was gone. I was like, okay, it jumped, you know, now it's in the carpet or whatever. I don't know. I'll never see it again. And then all of a sudden yesterday, you know, there it was like crawling around on the window, on the window shade in front of me or whatever. And it's like, oh God, this spider will not go away. So then we had a little power outage earlier, which I'll talk about in a second, but we had a little power outage earlier. And so I came back upstairs to turn on my computers because I don't have a Yeah, I'm stupid. I don't have a battery backup or surge protector on my computers at the moment. And so I came up because they all turned off. And so it was just a split second power outage. It wasn't like a long, just bloop. And then, you know, they didn't come back on. Because a lot of times I'll remote into my computers that are upstairs. I'll remote into them from downstairs so I don't, you know, so I can sit on the couch with Mark and watch TV or whatever, and I can do stuff on the computers up here. And so I couldn't do that because, so I came, all the long story short, too late, came up here. I was reaching around behind the desk to turn on the 3 Mac minis that had gone off. And all of a sudden, there is this spider dangling in front of my nose. It is hanging from my hair. Now, I don't know how it got on my head. This spider jumped on my head and then jumped down and was like trying to stare me in the eyes. This spider has it out for me. And so then it jumped onto the desk. I tried to get it and kill it, and I missed. and it ran away. So the spider is still at large. I have not found the spider. And I'm a little freaked out. That's all I've got to say. Just a little bit freaked out. And I'm going to make this a short episode. Because like I said, my throat is not behaving like I would like it to do a podcast. Plus my nose, it's hard for me to breathe. So I'm gonna cut this off a little bit shorter than normal. Not too much shorter than normal, maybe like a minute shorter. So anyway, I haven't really been doing anything this weekend. I know I recorded yesterday kind of late. So after I recorded, we just, well, I finished editing the mix. So Mark went to a thing. He went to a graduation party. And I wasn't going to go because, I mean, I could have gone because I'm probably feeling 85%. Sorry, guys. I'm so sorry about my throat here. And it just started doing this when I sat down to record. But anyway, you know, I probably could have gone because I've felt not horrible by last night. But I didn't want to give anyone anything if I'm still contagious. So I didn't go with him. So I was just here at home kind of chilling out. So I recorded the episode because I have to do 5 a week. Cannot, if I'm going to do a week, I either have to miss the entire week or I have to do 5. I cannot do less than 5 unless it's 0. It's 0 or 5. Got to happen. So anyway, did that, edited the mix because Mark was not here. I started watching this show. By the way, I just wanted to say again, the show that Mark and I watched yesterday was called, oh shit, now I forgot. I was in the shower earlier today thinking, no, I want to tell them what the name of this show is because it's Overcompensating, I think, is the name of it. I'm looking right now. Yes, Overcompensating, and it's on Prime Video. So, and it's so cute. It's so good. It's like, think of, I really enjoyed it. There's a lot of nudity in it. There's dick. So if you want to see... and it doesn't even look like it's prosthetic. I mean, maybe it is, but it looks very natural. It's like this one actor, he's like, hey, I'll show mine. But anyway, it was really good. So I highly recommend it for if you want a good gay TV show. Amazon Prime, Overcompensating. So we watched that. And then I was watching this other show, North of North, I think is the name of it. Let me see. I'm just going to North of North. Yeah, so this is on Netflix, and it's this girl. This girl, she is an Eskimo. I don't think that's... I don't know if that's an accepted term. So what do you call... she is a Native Canadian? I don't know. I don't know what you call them. I'm so sorry for any of my listeners of that. I don't know what to call them. But anyway, it's a comedy about her life in this tiny little town in some far north. I don't even know the place, but it's some far north village. And it was kind of funny. I have a couple episodes left, but I enjoyed it enough to watch the whole thing, basically. And then today, I didn't go to church, but I've just been, we had brunch, and that was good. And then I've just been working on trying to get this 3D printing duck stuff going. The website, like I said, is online, and I printed out my first QR code today, so that's cool. So I'm just doing bits and pieces of things to try to prepare. I don't know, the clock is ticking on this, so... we'll see if I make it by the time I go on this cruise. I hope so. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.